Here's one thing you'll see and smell at the Detroit Auto Show this week. The Nissan show booth on multi-levels. It's spread over 14,000 square feet. It's topped with a 100-foot-long, three-ring, cantilevered halo with three different kinds of music piped in and even a unique scent created just for Nissan for this display. And that company's not alone. Other major brands, Toyota, Lexus, Porsche, has spent tens of millions of dollars on new extensive display booths at the Detroit Auto Show, a sign that the industry is expecting a good year. Car companies do have reason to be bullish. Americans bought 14.5 million new cars and trucks last year. That's a 13% jump over the year before, the best year for the industry since 2007. The star of the show has been the newest Corvette, the seventh generation of that car. So what else is going on? Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, first of all, you just have to tell us, so how did Nissan's booth smell?
You know, you're sitting there watching the rollout of their concept vehicle, and suddenly this scent just appears. You're not used to that. Maybe a little bit of motor oil normally. It's not quite patchouli, and it's not quite the latest designer scent, but it is definitely distinctive, and I guess it's supposed to make me feel really, really good about the car. Maybe I did give it a good write-up, so that may have worked.
Well, maybe it was like a clean car smell, which people love.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, but putting that aside, give us an overview of the show.
Wonderful. I mean, yeah. It's just one of the most striking auto shows I have been to in years.
Huh.
There is a bullish sense in Detroit this year, and it's nice because it is still an international auto show, so it's not like the Detroit home team is feeling good and everybody else is saying, oh gosh, we want to leave and head home. Everybody is bullish, and for good reason. Last year, we saw a stronger end to the year when it comes to sales than had been anticipated, and everybody is expecting an extremely strong year this year, with sales likely to go up as much as 1 million units. That's a significant turnaround when you consider what we've been through.
Well, in part, it could be, you've told us, because, you know, Europe has had this financial disaster looming. You've got slower Chinese sales. That could be a part of it. But, you know, when you're saying that it's so heady and bullish, we remember the industry 10 years ago, and then some say because of a stubborn refusal to see the future of the car industry, you know, fuel efficiency and costs, the American industry crashed. Do they see that future now?
I think that they all are very well aware of what they did wrong last time. One of the words you hear from everybody in this show is discipline. You understand that these makers are well aware that they got too aggressive. They went out on a limb. They were putting out massive incentives, great for consumers. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday who got a vehicle that should have been $300-$400 a month and was paying $120 because people were just trying to pump up sales any way they could. And this is the sort of stuff that the industry seems to be saying we're not going to do again. The good thing is, during the recession, they cut back capacity markedly, so they don't have these excess plants that they have to keep filled any way possible.
Okay, well, so what are you seeing? And by the way, we have an ulterior motive here. We know that there's a lot of new technology there, and one of our colleagues, who shall remain nameless, Kathleen, is paralyzed because she wants to buy a new car, but she's afraid that things are going to start changing so much that, you know, the technology becomes obsolete. So what are you seeing? What are you thinking people should look for?
It's interesting she says that, because if you look, one of the hottest things in the auto industry right now is infotainment technology, the stuff that goes into the dashboard, and that is very much based on smartphone technology. So right there, you're right. The technology is increasing, changing every year, much like the latest iPhone.
She will not want that, I promise you.
Okay, well, if you take a look under the hood, you're certainly seeing a lot of improvement, a lot of changes when it comes to powertrain technology. But for those who think, oh, the battery car is going to revolutionize the world and it'll be better next year, forget it. That technology moves much more slowly. In fact, what's ironic is perhaps the fastest improvement we're seeing in the business is in the conventional gasoline engine. That's where you're seeing big improvements. And where you're seeing improvements not just in performance, but also in fuel economy. Take the latest Chevrolet Corvette or the Porsche Boxster. These vehicles, in some cases, are getting 20% better horsepower and torque. At the same time, they're also getting 20% better fuel economy.
Okay.
Out of a conventional gasoline, no batteries.
Okay. Well, what about driverless cars? We heard Sonari Glinton on NPR talk the other day about how so many car makers are considering this. One car at the show is the Infiniti Q50. And, of course, the Google car is already on the roads. But, we've done a segment on this. There are so many ethical questions about what happens when humans don't actually drive the cars. How are they being represented at the show?
Well, it's interesting you say that. There are people who believe that we may see truly autonomous vehicles on the road by 2020 or earlier. I'm not sure about that, but we are definitely seeing more autonomous technology, lane warning stuff that will tell you when somebody's hidden in the blind spot, vehicles that are able to look ahead, spot a potential collision, maybe you're distracted texting, and stop the car, bring the car to a stop, or at least reduce the impact when there is one. So the technology is rolling out very, very quickly in that area. Do I think that they really will see large numbers of autonomous vehicles riding around by the end of the decade? No. I think we may have a couple vehicles on the road. But, among other things, the big question is whether the legal system will tolerate this.
Right. Well, just briefly, I have to ask you, the 2014 Chevrolet Corvette, known as the C7, star of the show, do you love it?
I adore this car. I'm putting away my money already.
Really? Why? Just to get briefly.
The first car I fell in love with as an 11-year-old kid was a Corvette, and I've watched over decades as they just continue to lose their way, and the European sports cars have really taken over. This is the first time I have seen a truly incredible American sports car that is also reasonably affordable when you consider what it is. It's going to be a third the price of a comparably performing Ferrari or Aston Martin.
Okay.
And we're talking about amazing performance. So I think Chevy hit a home run.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Complete coverage of the Detroit Auto Show is there. All things automobile as well. We'll link it here now.org. Paul, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And a quick update before a break. It didn't take long. The Oxygen Network announced yesterday that it's going to cancel its one-hour reality special, All My Baby's Mamas, about Atlanta rapper Shawty Lowe, his 11 kids, and their 10 mothers. You might remember author Sabrina Lamb started an online petition to cancel the show. That drew more than 30,000 signatures. Many came after she spoke with us on Tuesday and told us the program was an affront to decency.
This circus, I won't call it a program, this minstrel was stereotypical, misogynistic, pornographic, demonic on every single level that my blood curdled.
How do you really feel about it? Anyway, Oxygen refused to comment on the almost universal outrage about the program, but in a statement said, as part of our development process, we've reviewed casting and decided not to move forward with this special. Leave your thoughts at hearitnow.org. You are listening to Hear It Now.